when Wilfer will call, and evening is night, I hurry to my blue heaven. You turn to the right, you find a little bright light that leads you to my blue heaven. You find a cozy place, fireplace, cozy room. Molly and me, and a baby makes three. Be happy in my blue heaven.
Welcome, welcome to my blue heaven again, or our blue heaven. It's just never ending, isn't it? My guest today is the long lost Mr. Jules Hughes. How are you, Jules? Jules hasn't been on the show for millions of years, have you, Jules?
I haven't, mate, and I wouldn't have been on tonight if I hadn't bloody found this place. Sorry, I haven't found this place, you know, because I thought you were in the old place that weren't for you telling me.
Yeah, no.
And I still couldn't find it.
No, and then you nearly couldn't park, could
and
you?
And I couldn't park. Charged me £1.50 for a minute.
God almighty.
Love today, don't you? Love today. I can get an hour's work for that.
So what's happened, Jules? You haven't had the best of times, have you? I think you're cursed, or else your family's cursed.
I've got a feeling I'm that, like I was saying to you in the green room, I'm the bloke from the Green Mile, you know, and you suck everyone else's problems in and everyone else gets better and I'm the one left with my son had a heart attack, bless his heart, at 33, so that's been hard the last 10 months. My little grandson, my youngest grandson, has got a cloudy lungs, so he's very ill. So I've been sort of here, there, and everywhere. I got banned on Twitter, or Twitter, whatever it's called, on X, through some stupid thing about when the beer bottles hit Delia's car. I said, if Carlsberg done football hooliganism, that was it, I was banned. So I've only just been laid back on today. So I've missed everyone. I've not been able to talk to anyone. So,
but you're still managing to watch the games.
Oh yeah, yeah. So Town TV and Sky, if they're on. Thanks to my family, because I run about for them. They pay for my Sky Sports and Town TV, so I don't miss a game.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about all that, Jules.
It's a pain, isn't it?
Because you know, you used to be a regular.
Unfortunately, life sometimes do you these things, and then we come back the other side, and we go again.
Yeah,
you know, it's the way we are. I think everyone goes through it in life.
Of course,
I think I've just had my bucket thrown over me the last 5 years, you know, so...
Followed by another bucket.
Yeah, followed by another bucket. But then you think, you know, the town of Dorking, hey, what are we doing? I mean, everyone's walking in now saying the same thing as me, aren't they?
Oh, it's unreal. I say this almost every week now. You know, Phil from Those Were the Days, you know, he always said he'd get more hits when the town are doing badly because people want to moan and complain about goals that weren't and who should be playing on the left instead of the right and all this nonsense, which we all do. We all have our opinions, don't we? But when you've got, you're doing so well, you don't know what to say, really, do you? It's quite amazing. Just can't believe it.
Me? I never know what to say.
No, you don't.
I'm
you
always lost for words.
You don't speak very much, do you, Jules? Have you made the season so far? Then you can talk about last night's show in particular.
What do
last
I think
night's
the
show,
season
night's
so
game?
Far? Do you know
well,
what?
Actually,
I
Jules,
really
you
thought...
haven't been on since McKenna's been in charge, have you?
No, I haven't.
Go on then.
And that's why I'm really scared of coming on tonight, because I don't want everyone to turn around and say, just a typical, Jules ain't come on for two seasons.
And now
the
town have lost five in a row.
Comes on, and now we bloody lose, and I feel like I'm going to be a Jonah. So I've come on because you've asked me, which was lovely. We see each other last week, didn't we?
Yeah, well, that was purely by coincidence, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I've just moved back to Whitby.
Yeah.
So that was lovely. I think they've been superb. But what I do like about it, I mean... Yeah, of course, McKenna gets all the plaudits. He's been superb manager. But, you know, people have to remember that it starts from the owners.
Yeah.
You know, allowing the investment, the CEO or the staff, getting the players that McKenna wants, the facilities that we need. Because in 2 years, I think we've moved forward 15.
Yeah, it seems like it, huh?
You know, and I think, imagine where we could be in another 2 years. I'm not saying we'll have McKenna. I hope we do. You know, but people are—they're going to go whatever happens. But what a right! Don't we deserve this?
Oh, yeah.
20 years of pure and we now deserve this.
Yeah.
You know, and we go behind, And we're all sitting looking at each other. No matter, score another one if you want, because we're going to get three.
I'm still pessimistic, but it doesn't keeps changing, doesn't it?
Yeah, how good it is for these youngsters. And you've got to listen to people like me and you. We've won UEFA Cup. We've been in Europe, won the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Now they can turn around and say, well, we've seen promotion. We've seen League One.
Yeah, yeah.
We've seen Championship. We're apart from Leeds, who I think have outplayed us, not the first game at home, but, I mean, I think away at Leeds was probably our worst performance.
Yeah,
and
I think
West Brom.
And West Brom was the other one, wasn't it? That's
but I think
bad.
We got, I mean, we struggled last night because we got bullied.
Yeah.
But by God, didn't we show some character?
To be fair, I thought Bristol were a very good side.
They
last
were,
night, weren't they?
But they did bully us.
Didn't give you any space.
Yeah, you can see, I thought Morsey was immense. I thought Chaplin was immense. Yeah. I thought, you know, when Leaf couldn't go down one side, we tried to push the other side. And then when Burns come on, see, this is what I love. McCarthy always stuck to the same system and people moaned. Well, McKenna's not changed the system, but what he does, he tweaks within the system.
Yeah, that's right.
If he don't get nowhere down the right, he tweaks it and extra person coming down the left.
Yeah.
And they can't cope because we're we've got to be the fittest team in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, Chaplin was dead on his feet, weren't he, last night at the end of the game? I thought he was going to burst into tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pride. It's really weird that for 20 years I was embarrassed to put an Ipswich Town top on.
Yeah.
And walk down the street, especially down in Southampton where all my family are.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's no way I'm wearing a town top. So if someone says something, I'm going to go, you know. I went down to Southampton 3 weeks ago, it's just town top on, not a word.
Yeah.
And you just wear it with pride, you know. Isn't it lovely to be able to wear the Ipswich Town shirt with pride and think, you know, how embarrassing it must be to have a connect, you know?
Although the trouble is they're still here.
Hey, don't worry about him. Don't worry about them, GB. They're nothing. We're going to stuff them. In April, we are going to stuff them, and that's how we'll get promoted. We beat Norwich, we'll beat Southampton then.
Is Southampton straight after the Norwich game? Is that
I
the next game?
Isn't
I think
it?
It's very close,
isn't it? Norwich, Southampton, or Southampton and Norwich?
I can't remember, Jules.
I don't know.
I don't know. It scares me too much to even think about
don't
it.
Don't be confident, mate. Like them young lads in the ground now, you know, the atmosphere in there is absolutely superb.
Yeah, it was bonkers last night.
Yeah,
wasn't
it was brilliant. You can't beat Portman.
Where do you sit, Jules? I know you've told me. You in Churchman's?
I try.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not anymore.
I try, when I do go,
yeah.
I try to go to away games, but I keep myself to myself. I normally get in the home fans if I can.
Yeah.
And I'll just sit and watch the game. But if I do go, I'll normally take Willow if she's not in prison. And
where is she? You didn't bring her today.
No, I didn't. Well, she's still in Sudbury.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because I'm in Ipswich now. Yeah. It's a bloody long way to go and pick her up and bring her, you know.
Yeah.
So,
Her Majesty's Prison, Sudbury.
We normally do a video link and I'll sit in the West Stand, you know, and she can watch a game from there.
You send her a file and a cake.
Yeah, something like that.
How do we have a quick look at what other people are fielding and thinking? Because Twitter's gone, like we said in the green room, over that big pint of gin and tonic you were drinking. That Twitter's gone potty, hasn't it? It's just absolutely. Of course, you were banned, so you wouldn't know.
Yes, but I was banned since the Norwich game.
Yeah,
I was banned because of the Delia Smith with the beer bottle, and all I said was, if Carlsberg done football hooliganism, it'd probably be the best in the world, and that was it. That was me banned until today. She's got the Twitter. So can I just quickly say that everyone on Twitter I talk to and everyone that's on here that's listened to me, I've not forgot you. I'm not ignoring you. It's just that I've been banned and I've had a lot of family problems. So please forgive me. And I will be back on annoying everyone.
Jules is back. Right. So here we go. This is from Dino. Dino, he says, hello, Dino.
Dino.
What a yes last night. What is the best stat? Most subs scored, most comebacks from going behind, most last-minute goals, most goals scored, or most points ever by a promoted team, and most happiest fans in the country. You can't say that, Dino. Most happiest is a double infinitive. They're either happiest or the most happy.
Christ, you've lost me. You've totally lost me until I didn't go to school.
Thanks for that, Dino. Yeah, what do you think of those stats? Incredible, isn't it?
They're brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, everyone turned around. I do watch, am I allowed to plug something?
Yeah, go for it.
Life's a Pitch.
Yeah.
So I do watch Life's a Pitch because I like, obviously, watching old Terry Butcher and Russell Osborne and everything. But I do believe they're very much, and I'm not saying you're the same as me, but they do turn around and say, well, yeah, we were beating Sinetti and they're beating Port Vale and stuff like that. You try and put it into perspective, but you can only beat who you're playing against. Yeah. And this team have been bloody superb.
Of course, you went to St Etienne, didn't you?
I did, my friend. I see you in your little picture with your little
Saint-Etienne. Yeah, I went back to investigate.
Was it a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, it was. Because we did a few days in France because it's half term. And I thought, I'm going to go back to St Etienne. Everything around the ground has completely changed. There's no streets anymore. It's all it's all like Cardinal Park almost. Oh, you know, there's clubs and bars and
we parked
down a little side street, didn't
we? Yeah, well, they chucked us in the side stand by mistake.
That's right. Yeah,
there was a minibus. Well, two minibus loads was 35 of us in a 15-seater minibus, and they put us in the side stand. So we were away from all it because you a lot were behind the goal.
We were behind the goal, weren't we?
Yeah, we were put in the side stand. And even when we scored, we were jumping up and down. No one said anything.
No? Well, we were just getting drenched with that, whatever they were throwing.
Oh, they were throwing that. They got it back, don't worry. The amount of beer we had, we could fill bloody buckets up.
And then I also went to the bar that I went to before the game. I actually found it. And because my brother, I told you, my brother was on the books of St Etienne, bizarrely. Long story. So I won't go into that, but he recommended this bar, and that was shut because on a Monday, a lot of bars shut on a Monday in France. I'd completely forgotten that.
Okay.
So I couldn't even go in the bar and relive the experience. God. And the ground was all shut, so I was hoping.
Did you get the shapes?
Yeah,
you did find other bars. That was all right.
Back in Lyon, but it was.
Did you get a picture outside of the bar?
Yeah, I got the bar and picture outside the bar, and I got the ground, but. Again, it was completely shut. I don't think there was players in. It wasn't a training day, so I was hoping to sort of go in one of the gates and just stay and have a look.
Leave a little side gate open.
Yeah, they do, but no, it was completely everything because it's a Monday. It's the equivalent of a weekend in that part of the world.
See, we used to be able to get in from north, the corner of north and the east end, where them gates are. We used to have them. I don't know.
Yeah, well, even during the week, I mean, if you were to visit, say, Portman Road and say, look, you've always wanted to see this ground, I'm sure you could find someone that'd say, let you have a look at the pitch.
Just come in, have a look around.
But because it was a Monday, which is, I suppose, equivalent of a Sunday over here, and it was all locked up and shut, which is a bummer. But never mind, I'll probably threaten to take my brother back there and he can show me everything. Anyway, we
sorry, Dino, I don't know if we answered that properly.
Yeah,
mate.
I think we did. I think all those stats were amazingly impressive, actually, Dino, to be fair, weren't they?
Good study.
Ridiculous. Chris Rand, welcome home, Chris. Chris has come. He was the. I've always introduced him as the Cambridge stat man, you know, not our stat man. But he's now moved to Ipswich, so I reckon there's going to be a fight.
I reckon Sean and.
Sean and
it's
Chris.
It's going to be a stat versus stat, isn't
stat.
It?
All right, stat we'll off.
Fabio Wardley versus that twonk who come on with the, nudge top, which I'm glad I weren't there. And we should get Dino and stat.
Yeah.
I reckon
that's Chris, that's not Dino.
Chris, sorry, Chris.
No, Dino, Chris.
Yeah, Cambridge stat, Ipswich stat.
We could have Fabio as the ref between them. Yeah, right, take turns in stats.
I'll be stat man's corner man.
Yeah,
there you go, Sean. I'll be your corner man.
Yeah, so welcome, Chris. Yes, we'll have that drink definitely at some point. And he says, love the show, chaps, or as autocorrect puts it, love the show, chaos. Yeah, well, that's probably closer, Chris, to be fair. Anyway, who do you think are the key players we need to have fit and at the top of their game in the remaining 10 matches?
Asking you or both of us?
Well, both of us. I wouldn't talk to myself.
I'll go Morsey. It'd be my first one.
Yeah.
Who would be your first one?
I think Morsey.
Yeah, okay. I'd have Morsey. I'd have
Leggy.
Because, I mean, everyone makes mistakes, but look at the save he made last night.
I know. But, it wouldn't worry you if Walton came in.
Well, I don't know now.
No, because he hasn't played.
No, he looked terrible in the last cup game because he obviously don't play week in week. So I'd say Morsey, Chaplin, Burgess. Kiefer Moore, the backbone, right through the backbone, I think.
Yeah,
and then you've obviously, it's very hard because you've got Burns and Amari Hutchinson. You know them two. It's really hard. I mean, Amari had come on, and you'd say, "Oh, why didn't he start Amari from the beginning?" Because he was brilliant. Because Burns had knackered him out.
Yeah.
Burns come on last night and he just went past like he was walking.
Yeah.
Didn't he? Like the defenders just couldn't keep with him.
Vertical, what's he call it? Vertical running or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So I would say definitely through the backbone. Leif Davis has got to be same as Moore's, first one on the sheet. I think as long as you've got your backbone, I mean, we've got Tinzabi and I know I've said his name. I should have said Axel, shouldn't I? So yeah, we've got Axel and we've got Clark. So we're covered there, aren't we? Really, we need Leaf because we've got. I don't think we've got anyone.
And rumours of Thingy coming back from Man United as well.
He was knackered.
Well, again. Well, I don't know. Someone said he might be coming back fairly soon. So,
but I'd go for the spine. Kiefer Moore, Chaplin, Morsey, Burgess. More than Wolfenden, yeah. I think Burgess definitely for his head. Hackley. Leif Davis. I think, you know, I mean, I think we missed Broadhead. Broadhead's on form, he's brilliant.
I know. I think hopefully he'll be fit for this weekend, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on, because I was having this discussion in another green room, otherwise known as a pub, yesterday, about, you know, everyone was a bit upset when George Hirst got injured.
Yeah.
But do you not think that we've actually probably got a better deal with Kiefer Moore by accident? Because, I still rate Hurst, definitely, but I think Kiefer Moore gives us that out option, doesn't he?
He's got more composure.
He's got the composure, but he's also big, and he offers you the option when you are getting pinned back a bit to launch it. And plus,
think Hurst is more mobile, and he runs around more, and he blocks up, and he brings the players in a lot more, especially Chappers.
Yeah.
I think Chappers miss him, but him and Kiefer now are starting to get up.
To answer Chris's question, to continue to answer his question, if you have a perfectly fit George Hurst or a Kiefer Moore, which would you pick? And you could only have one.
All right,
You pick both.
I'm gonna get splinters in my bum here. I didn't even say that. I'm gonna get splinters in my bum, and I'm gonna sit on the fence because I just still think Kiefer Moore is more composed, and he proved with the goals he's got already.
Yeah.
I think he's more the complete finisher. But you just get attached to these players, you know. Hurstie helped us get promoted, that goal he scored at Barnsley.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. He was doing well until he got injured.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll say Kiefer Moore because I think he's more clinical in front of goal.
Mm.
But I still like Hurstie a lot.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. Thank you for that, Chris. And hopefully
Chris.
In a hostelry soon.
I probably didn't answer your question.
Yeah,
but
you did, mate. Actually. You said basically the spine. That's where your main thing was going.
Yeah.
Slower ball. Yay. Slower ball is in Oz at the moment.
Good day, mate.
So what's the time there? Let me look.
It's 12 hours, isn't it?
So, yeah, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning there. I hope you're listening, Slower Ball. I hope you're up. So he's in Geelong, I think they pronounce it. He sent a picture of himself with his boy in the sunshine drinking a beer.
Oh, good for you, Slower.
Yeah, I felt...
Put another shrimp on the old Barbie, mate.
Yeah, I felt so sorry for him.
Yeah,
right, good morning, Coolio. Good morning, Julio. Love the show. Much better quality of guests this week, GB. That's because he was the guest last week.
No way. Slower's quality.
Crikey, what a game against Brizzle. I've seen Marcus Stewart miss a penalty, so some fans need to calm down. That's true.
Yeah.
Does the panel agree that with the strength of our squad, we're able to bring subs on who can change the game, and that situation is McKenna's biggest achievement? I'll stop there.
100%.
Yeah.
Strongest squad we've had in years.
And the bringing on like 3 or 4 subs all at once.
Brilliant, because the ones you bring on are just as good as the ones you take off.
Yeah, and they take players. Yeah,
and they've all got speed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look at Bert, what we're just saying. Burns come on last night, and the poor bloke who played left back was like treading water, weren't he? He just gone.
Yeah.
Got the penalty, got the cross in for Leaf. Man, he just get the old flick.
Yeah.
You know, what was it? Was it him set up, put the cross across? Did he put across him for Leaf to get the third? I can't remember now.
I've watched it. God, blimey, I can't remember.
Was it Burns who put the cross in?
I thought it was, but we're going to get panned if we just... Yeah. It was Ted Phillips.
He come on. I mean, you know, you reverse it. Amari Hutchinson will come on, when he? And he's brilliant. Yeah. You know, we should have started Amari, but then you look at that, we should have started Burns.
I thought Sarmiento looked good when he came on. Yeah, he was really good. He scooted past players like they weren't there, didn't he?
But I still say Chaplin's that little link-up player.
Oh, Chaplin, you couldn't
drop
him.
The quality in passing, he thinks so quickly. with that ball he curves round down to the side there.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah. He tried a few of them yesterday.
Oh, I love Chappers. What a header, right? Yeah. 5 foot, same height as me, 5 foot nothing, bang, straight in there.
And he strikes the ball so well, yeah. Doesn't he? It's often the little players that strike a ball harder than...
Always be careful of a little person. Yeah. That's what they say.
Yeah, yeah.
Headbutt you in the neck because that's the trouble.
Yeah. In the many years we've had in limbo, there were times when you'd hope we wouldn't need to bring on subs because they were even poorer than what we had on the pitch. Yeah. And you pray nobody got injured. What a difference. Best wishes to you both from hot and sunny Geelong. I confirm that Mr. Slower loves it down under. No, Slower ball.
I'm not saying nothing because I'm probably in trouble already.
Poor old Jules is crying now. Some tears of laughter. Thank you for that, Slowball. I hope, yeah. Anyway, we won't go there. Keep smiling. Sorry, you can say it at the end.
We've
keep
been
smiling.
In bloody t-shirts today.
You what?
We've been in bloody t-shirts today, so it's been lovely today.
It has actually, Slower.
So on your bike, Slower.
Yeah, we've had a bit of sunshine today, Slower. I don't think it's anywhere near the heat you had, but still. Confirm, yeah, where are we? Keep smiling, love the show. God bless Tommy Smith. Of course, he's now in Oz as well, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, where is he? Is he in Brisbane? Is he Brisbane?
I think it's Brisbane.
I thought he was in Brisbane.
I can't remember.
We'll get it right in a minute.
So you're close to everyone over there, Slower. So go say hello to Tommy Smith for us, won't you? You know, it's like I met an American once and they said, because. Obviously English, and
yeah.
I think he was working on the door or something, and he said, oh, England, what part? And I said, oh, near London. He said, oh, have you met the Queen?
And exactly the same.
Really?
I was sitting in the cigarette bit in Magic Kingdom because my wife wanted to go, and I was bored out of 20 minutes, so I just found the first cigarette thing, so I ended up having a cigarette, and they said, are you English? I went, yeah. Said, have you met the Queen? I said, yeah, I've had cups of tea in Buck House.
Oh, that's
crazy. Of course I've met the Queen.
That's crazy.
They're thick.
Yeah.
I'll take that back against any American. I do apologize. I don't mean that. Only certain people in any country can be thick.
A lot of people don't travel. They're not very good at travelling, are they?
No.
They
come to conclusions.
So you're bound to bump into Tommy Smith's Slower, so do say hello. And hello to Mrs. Slower and young Slower.
Loads of slowers,
and don't drink too little while you're out there. Thank you for that, Slower. Right, Jules, how long have we got? Oh, a few minutes. What have we got? Who's coming up? Cardiff away.
Cardiff away.
Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Well, do you know, it always worry me. Like, I thought about Bristol yesterday. Everyone says, you know, we've got Norwich, we've got Southampton. I can't say that word, can I? Can I say
no, you can't swear on radio, Jules.
We've got Southampton, which I can take the mick out of all my family. I don't worry about them games. It's these games, Cardiff, QPR. I mean, I forget who we've got left to play now. Because I just take one game at a time. I just look forward to the next game.
You sound like Mr. McKenna there.
Just in case he leaves, I'm trying to get my old foot,
get your foot in the door.
Get Ashton on board, you know. And I think you can only take one game at a time. And I think if we look ahead to playing Scum and Southampton, we'll... forget about, they won't, I'm worried about fans.
Yeah.
We forget about like how hard Cardiff's going to be, like how hard was Bristol last night, because Bristol was superb.
Yeah, well, one of the best sides
down here, so organised. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who was the other team that come down here that was so organised? Nowhere near the ability of us, but they were just so organised.
Oh, I know the one. Was it...
Did we draw?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, I hate this.
Yeah, not to worry, Jules.
That team, you know.
We can have two minutes of thinking time and not speaking if you want.
Time out.
But
everyone's shouting down there, isn't they? It was bloody so-and-so.
Yeah.
But that I think these are the games, if we can beat Cardiff, I mean, Kiefer Moore's going to be up for it. Broadhead, if he's fit, which I don't think he will be.
He might be on the bench,
So the beauty of having these Welsh lads, they're really going to be up for it.
Do you reckon that means if Burns will probably start, won't he, on Saturday? And then do you think Hutchinson will be back on the bench?
I think they'll do it reverse. Burns will start, Amari will come on.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I was going to agree with you. I think Amari will probably get rested because he needs, he's been playing full games
he
recently.
He might even start because I don't think Broadhead.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I think he might even start. I didn't even know how to say his name.
Yeah, he might start.
Sacramento. There you go, Sacramento. He might start him instead of Harness.
Sarmiento,
And then bring Harness on.
Yeah.
But leave the backbone of Moore, Chaplin,
yeah.
Morsey, Burgess, Wolfenden, yeah. Hag, yeah, leave. Yeah. You know, so yeah, I think if we can win them games,
right? Okay, Jules, you've got a few seconds. Oh. What's the score going to be?
Oh, I think it's going to be close. 6-1. And
what,
then you can go on the second half.
Oh, God. Yeah.
No, I'll take anything. 1-0 win, own goal. I'll take anything.
Because Southampton have 3 home games in a row now, don't they? And they're quite easy. So
yeah, I'll take anything, okay. GB.
Thank you, Jules.
You'll be brilliant. Oh, you're excellent. Welcome.
Good to have you back. Have you on again soon.
Oh, it's take a pleasure, care. Mate.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks for your emails, tweets, etc. Bye-bye. Enjoy
Blue
the
Army.
Sun. Blue Army. Enjoy the sunshine, slow ball.